You don't typically see a lot of high schoolers in courtrooms, but Thurston County is bringing the court to them. You're listening to KNKX. I'm Simone Alisea, and I joined a few dozen juniors and seniors in a small theater at Olympia High School, where they watched the judge conduct small claims court.
Did you guys think it was going to be interesting or boring coming into it?
We were all, like, super hyped for small claims court. Yeah. Like, I don't think a lot of other people were. We, like, would chant it in the hallways and, like, yeah, we were really into it.
That's senior Sarah Gindy and her friends who just sat through 2 hours of court. And I have to admit, even for AP government students, their enthusiasm was a little unexpected. Small claims are civil lawsuits brought for less than $5,000 in damages. We saw one tenant suing over her security deposit and another person over property damage. They're everyday disagreements, hardly the stuff of courtroom dramas, and not something you'd expect high schoolers to get excited about. Thurston County District Court Judge Brett Buckley was also surprised.
They seemed glued to their seats. And paying attention. I didn't see eyes closed or anything.
It was Judge Buckley's idea to bring the court into the high school. He says he wanted to incorporate real-life experiences into kids' civics education.
They can talk about the academic issues in a classroom, but those questions that they raised today, they wouldn't have even known to ask them if they didn't see a proceeding. You've taken this veil of mystery off what happens in courts because they're seeing it on their own property in a room that's not a courtroom.
Turns out it doesn't take a lot to move from the courthouse to a high school. There's a judicial bench in the form of a folding table along with spots for plaintiffs and defendants. Buckley still wears a black robe, and we still have to follow the rules of the courtroom.
Please rise.
But of course, there are a few things reminding everyone that we are not in court, like PA announcements. And bells signaling the end of passing periods. The students and I watched Judge Buckley go through the process. There are no lawyers in small claims court, so the parties talk directly to the judge. There's only one trial, and 3 cases are settled through mediation.
Kids got to see these adult members of the community solve their problems. They don't have to go out behind the building and have the fist fight.
The mediation we watched involved a man who had loaned his friend some money during hard times. The friend couldn't pay it back, which brought them to court. After intense discussion with the mediator, they came to an agreement that the friend would do yard work instead, something a judge couldn't have come up with. Sarah Gindy, the senior from earlier, says it changed her black and white view.
I came into it thinking that's the way that this would work. You're either right or wrong, but I think depending on personal background and situation, there's a lot of gray area, which is something that I didn't really think about before this.
The more I talk to Sarah and her classmates, the more I learn about why they're so interested in all this. Each of the students tells me they've been having a lot of political discussions lately, and they don't always end well. Their teacher, Michael Schaefer, sums it up nicely.
You've sensed the political divide has really intensified over the last few years. And the students, interestingly, the more politically divided we are, the more the kids want to learn about the system.
It's maybe one explanation for why a process that brings anxiety for most adults was fascinating to a few dozen high schoolers. For his part, Judge Buckley saw the experiment as a success. The plan is to hold court at a different Thurston County high school once a quarter. Simone Alisea, 88.5 News.